Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Sonari Glinton.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
So, Rob, you brought me here because I've told you about my indignity, which is people's trouble with my name.
You, Sonari, obviously that's a little bit less common of a name, Rob, but believe it or not, people sometimes screw up my name, too. Sometimes
really?
They call
Come
me
on.
Rod, which is annoying, because who's named Rod except the guy from The Price is Right, right?
Rod Roddy.
Right. But they often screw up the Sachs. Sometimes I get a Satches. Because people who aren't familiar with Goldman Sachs see the CH and are thrown off. But I imagine, Sonari, you get all different types of pronunciations of your name.
Well, it's Sonari, so...
So I'm saying it wrong right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's but see, I feel like this is one of the rules when you have like an unusual name. You can't wait for like years down the road. You can't wait till the second time. You have to be in that first like 15 seconds. You have to say, no, it's Sonari, like S-U-H, like son of a gun, Ari, like Shapiro.
Sonari.
Sonari.
So I illustrated how frustrating it can be. I mean, I've been saying Sonari because you didn't correct me.
Yeah.
And it's really Sonari.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's funny? All right, it's not really the mispronunciation because you can get it right. It's sort of the attitude that people have. I don't expect people to walk up to me because it's kind of a scary thing. You meet this new, you know, 6 foot black man, you know, I can be kind of scary sometimes. I don't know. But people worry about it. I don't want people to worry about how to say my name. It's the attitude they have when they're meeting me.
What is that attitude? This is shocking.
Like, don't make a joke. The joke that you thought of, like, I don't know, to sing it to, like, I don't know, volare, sonare. Don't do that because it's been done 100 times.
Volare, oh, cantare, oh.
Don't tell me that I have such an NPR name because then I want to punch you in the face. That's just crazy. Like, I mean, Robert, that's an NPR name. Robert Smith, Robert Siegel. Robert...
Krowich,
exactly. See, Robert is an NPR name. Sonari, no.
But I actually had someone came up one time and said to me, your name works with the police song Roxanne. You can go, Rob Sachs, you don't have to put on the red light. And I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Roxanne.
Sonare, so sorry, or something.
Oh,
some police...
Sonare,
yeah.
Sonare.
That one. Yeah, that
so,
one.
Yeah, so lonely.
So lonely.
Yeah.
Sonare.
And that's even better with the suh, because it's like so lonely. So you don't even mispronounce it in that
yes.
way. You know, but with a volare, you want to say sonare. But with so lonely, you would say. So in that case, maybe to get people to pronounce it correctly, you could say, actually, if you practice the police version of singing my name, you'll have a better chance of saying it correctly.
Yes.
Have you thought about that?
I have not thought of it. I got to think about that one.
But I actually put this out on the What Would Rob Do Facebook page. And I said to people, what do you do when you don't know someone's name? So I heard a couple of good tricks. Christy wrote in to suggest that she once called someone's voicemail to hear how they said, hey, this is Sonari, you know, or something like that. And that's how they figured it out. Some other people suggested a co-conspirator. Like, do you see people whispering?
No.
What's his name? How do you say it?
You know, but see, I always do that. I walk into a room and I'll be like, all right, you're three people whose names I don't know. They're so-and-so and they're so-and-so and they're so-and-so. Like, who are those people?
Sometimes I'll work my name into a conversation to help people out. I'll, like, talk about myself in the third person. And they'll say, I was like, so someone's saying, hey, Rob, come over here. And I was like, I'm not going to come over there. And they're like, Rob, no, you have to come over here. Do you ever make up a story and work your own name into it?
I try to work it in or repeat it during the evening. Like if I've met people before, it's not good enough with a name like Sonari to just like drop it at the beginning and then just like, you know, let it lay there and like people don't know. It's like... I try to pepper it through the conversation. So my mom was saying, Sonari, you are such an idiot. So, you know, he speaks fluent Sonari, you know, like so that people will get it.
But here's what I always do is if I don't know for sure, either I'll just do a lot of yous, hey, buddy, hey, you, and I won't say your name. And then it'll be obvious because you'll be like, hey, Rob. I'm like, hey, you. And then I feel bad. And then I know that you know that I don't remember your name or know how to pronounce it correctly, or I'll do the slur job. Hey, son. Hey. Do you get that a lot? You get a lot. Hey, son.
There is a – we joke at all things considered, the show that I work at, that there is a certain NPR reporter who doesn't remember not only my name, but anybody's name, right? And he goes, hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. You know, like, it's such a funny...
Well, I actually had another Facebook recommendation. Ask someone if you can give them a nickname, which I think is totally offensive. I hate it when people give me a nickname. And I am really opposed to that. I said, you can call me Rob, or if you want to go really formal and call me Robert, I don't care. That's my formal name. But, I mean, did anyone ever say, can I call you Sonny or something? Or
well, this is funny. The only people I've ever let call me by any other name, and I've used this actually for what I call my nom de restaurant. Because you go in, you make reservations, you're like, my first name is going to get messed up. And then often, my last name gets messed up. So I will say, my friend's grandparents, I used to visit them in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And they were like, you know what, we really try very hard, but it's just really hard for us to remember your name. And they were like in their 70s when I met them. And they're like, can we call you Sam? And what's funny is, after I said it was okay for them to call me Sam, they had no problem then with calling me Sonari. Though then everyone called me Sam in this family, in this group, because it was kind of funny. But it was like once the pressure was relieved, that was the thing that was keeping them. It's like the tension. Then it went away. And like they call me Sonari, they spell it right, they correct other people, and then they jokingly call me Sam.
Well, I actually had another Facebook recommendation, this one from Andrew, who wrote in and said, well, sometimes you can ask them their nationality or something like that. I kind of feel like now it sounds like you're in the spelling bee. word of origin, please. Pronunciation. Is that a compound? Does it feel weird if you get peppered with those questions?
Well, here's the rule for asking questions about people's names. First of all, like the compliment does nothing. It's not going to mean anything. I'm not going to feel better because you like my name, right? But I was at the DMV, and the woman takes my driver's license, and she goes, Sonari. What kind of name is that? And I'm like, it's from southern Nigeria. My father's Nigerian. It means God hears our cry. He's like, oh, that's pretty. I'm like, thank you very much. Blah, blah, blah. And then she takes it and she shows it to her coworker.
What?
And she goes, what do you think about the name Sonari? And she goes, oh, I think that's a pretty name. That's a nice name. And then the third person, they like show it to a third person. She goes, oh, no, I wouldn't name my baby Sonari. And I'm standing there. I'm like, hey. You know, like... You know, the bad part is that they made me feel uncomfortable for having an unusual name. The good part is, in a couple months, there'll probably be a Sonari Jones somewhere in Northeast D.C.
That would be great.
I mean, that's the best thing about me. Like, I don't need to have a nickname. I don't need to have a last name. I don't need anything else. I just need Sonari.
It's like Madonna. Cher. One word.
Yeah, well, that's all I need. From NPR News, I'm Sonari.
Well, I'm Rob Sachs, and you've been listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. And Sonari, you know that if you want to find out about other indignities, you can always check out past podcasts or buy the What Would Rob Do book coming out in May. I know you're going to pick up a copy.
I'm certainly going to pick up a copy. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Sonari, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rob. Roxanne!